I'm Jean Stillwell on Classical Mornings, your host on the new Classical FM. It's 9:23. And this Saturday, March 8th at 7:30 p.m., Southern Ontario Lyric Opera will present Donizetti's tragic love story, Lucia di Lammermoor, by Gaetano Donizetti. I just said that, didn't I? Rising Canadian soprano Holly Chaplin makes her solo debut in the title role. And Holly joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Living the dream.
Are you? Oh, nice. Good for you. Well done. Have you ever done Lucia before?
This is my first time.
How does it feel?
It feels great.
Awesome. 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 Now, who is Lucia and how did you find her?
I found Lucia a really long time ago. If I were to be dramatic, she's the reason I became an opera singer. I have always been into classical music. It was my thing as a kid. I was one of those nerds. And I joined the chorus at Opera York after I'd finished my degree at York. That's funny, the connection. they're not related, like they're not part of each other. But I joined the chorus because I was trying to start my networking journey as a singer.
Of course.
And at the time, actually, it was Alison Arryn singing the role of Lucia. Mm-hmm. And it was seeing her perform the role got me really excited about bel canto repertoire, mm-hmm. and just the acting involved. And I was really moved by her performance. And that was the beginning of me getting a score, studying it for years. And eventually I became ready to sing the role. I feel like I've been waiting, oh gosh, at least a third of my life to do this role. So it's very exciting.
It all sounds very organic, actually. You know, the journey to Lucia.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, you know, I had a month to prepare and that's it. You've really come, it's evolved, your love for it.
I feel incredibly blessed.
To
be able to sing her. Like, it's a dream role of mine and here she is.
Okay, so who is she?
She, to me, is a teenager. A teenager who comes home and says, I have a boyfriend. And it makes me think about my own experience as a teenager coming home to my parents and then be just like, oh, no. So obviously the context is quite different and there's a lot more to consider when it comes to, you know, family and mm-hmm. what's required of her. And obviously I didn't murder anybody, but...
Oh, that's nice. Good yeah. for you.
It's a struggle. No, I'm kidding. to me, the music tells you everything you need. Everything you need to know about the character. The amygdalic reactions of a teenager through the accents and then just the crying emotion of the long legato passages, the excitement and the erraticness of the coloratura passages. Mm. She's a real gift. And I love to be able to really just time travel in my own life to make this character. Mm. It's a real treat.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have one of the most difficult scenes in the soprano repertoire, her mad scene. Tell us about that.
I don't think it's the hardest in all
really?
Of opera repertoire.
Okay, well, okay, yeah. Great.
I think Zerbinetta is way harder.
Really?
And way more exposed.
And perhaps Zalame as well, or?
I can't really speak to...
Different voice type?
Yeah.
Okay.
But for me, at least in the repertoire that I have attempted in my short lifetime,
okay,
I find Zerbinetta is a little harder because of the marathon of Zerbinetta and her extremes. Mm-hmm. But we're here to talk about Lucia.
That's all right.
Good
contrast.
Yeah, I think her dramatic journey really helps. And, you know, if you prepare your coloratura, it won't be hard.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are ready for the scene dramatically, you won't be led astray. It is the end of a marathon.
Yes.
Like, there's no doubt. Like, you have a big aria followed by big duet, followed by bigger duet, followed by finale.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. So it's a big sing.
Uh-huh.
But... I still think Gilda is a bigger thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's
interesting.
There's
a lot more to Gilda, I think, than Lucia.
Okay.
But Lucia is harder dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, it's in Italian, And yet it's set in Scotland and she is Scottish. Was that a conflict at all for you? How did you work that out?
I don't really think it was a conflict. At the end of the day, we're telling a story about, you know, a young girl who's being used as a quasi-political pawn. And then, of course, there's the element of the love story. I really enjoy how Donizetti kind of incorporated a Romeo and Juliet aspect.
I was going to say that, too.
Yeah. I think that makes her a more likable character. Because if you think about it, Enrico and Lucia are actually very similar people. But it makes sense because he's raised her. So all of her behavior is just modeled, mm-hmm. right? Like it's just after what she's experienced and mm-hmm. how she negotiates her day-to-day life has a lot to do with emotional manipulation and doing what you have to do to get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So adding the Romeo and Juliet aspect shows her softer side and her passion for love. So I think that makes her a really likable character.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I think is really interesting is that in the Sir Walter Scott novel, The Bride of Lammermoor, they have the character of the mother who actually, Enrico's, a lot of what Enrico does is actually what the mother did. So she actually took the letters and she was the one who kind of pushed Lucia to the edge. But Donizetti decided to scrap the character entirely.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they were to write another Lucia, that would be like the mezzo character, the mother. It'd be amazing.
But nevertheless, it can inform and create your backstory.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But she's always grieving her mother. And I think it's like a real, you know, millennial thing to have like, maybe mom wasn't so great.
What do you think it is about Lucia that makes her go crazy?
Oh, the pressure points from all around, right? Like she loves Edgardo, but she feels she has to be there for her brother. She's pressured by her brother to consider the state of the family, state of the name. She's grieving her mother's death. It's just a lot of pressure points, and any person would break. Like she's already just grieving, like the death of, you know, an important person in her life. And then to have her lover be like, how dare you marry someone else?
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't crumble?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one's made of stone.
Right. Now, you've got one performance. How is Gregory Finney directing this in one performance? And is there a set? Are there costumes?
Well, it's a traditional show. So all our costumes are to period.
Mm-hmm.
Our sets are beautiful but minimal, and Greg's doing an amazing job.
I bet he is. Yeah. He's so well informed, and he's got a very interesting perspective on the opera.
Yeah, and he's very passionate about anything Celtic, right?
Yeah, like sure.
He's very excited, and I love how involved he gets with the chorus as well, and
mm-hmm.
really bringing all these characters' relationships to the forefront and really making great connections.
Holly, I want to thank so much for coming. I feel like we could go another hour here and get into all the characters and everything, but unfortunately we only have this kind of time. But I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about Lucia. I know that you've got a wonderful career on the rise, and it's very exciting for you. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
And you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We've been speaking with lyric colorist Holly Chaplin about Southern Ontario lyric operas Gaetano Donizetti, Lucia di Lammermoor, Saturday, March 8th at the Burlington Performing Arts Centre. And Lucia is played by Holly Chaplin. And I'm sure it's going to be stunning, especially if you think the mad scene's easy. That means you're brilliant. For tickets, go to burlingtonpac.ca. Thanks a lot.